You are the man now. Dog, 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 you are the man now. Dog.
Hey, manager. I was watching The Bear, and they have a shift dinner all together.
Yeah.
I was just wondering if McDonald's could do that.
Okay. Susan, we're not friends.
What?
I'm so sorry. Susan, we're not friends. I'm so sorry to say that to you. I know we spend 8 hours together in this place that we call hell, McDonald's. I just make sure the burgers get flipped and that the customers get their orders, and then I go home.
Oh, I just thought maybe McDonald's would give us a meal. I don't know why they hit me with a word of friends.
Oh, yeah. Oh, you want a burger? Yeah. Oh, wow. Oh, wow.
What okay. was that whole spiel? It felt like you had on the tip of your tongue. You were just ready to say that to me.
Okay.
And I thought we were friends. I invited you to my birthday party. You didn't come, but.
Look, you want, what kind of, do you want bacon on your?
No, no, I don't care about bacon. What do you mean we're not friends?
I'm on the defense. I'm always on the defense, okay? That way I don't get hurt. And so I was
But you hurt. You hurt people when you do stuff like that.
You're right. I'm sorry. Let's just cut to the chase. Like you don't have
to
cut
to the
Yeah, like we don't have to play the game if we don't want to play the game. You know what I mean? I didn't, you know, I was just like I was cutting you loose. I was making it like you don't have to do this. Do you want to go?
I was going to eat here. I wasn't asking you out. I wasn't asking you to go anywhere. Man.
Can we start over? Can we start? Because I just feel like, because I mean, it is the top of the shift. You know what I mean?
Yeah, we got 8 hours to go. We've got 8 hours in the nighttime.
Are you guys talking about it? Yes, we want family dinner. It's the start of the shift, and we think we deserve to all eat together.
Careful, yeah. Carl. She'll rip you a new one.
No, I just want to make sure that because so many companies are like, we're family, and then they burn you. Oh, right?
But you're our manager. And you're the burner.
Yeah. Okay.
Someone probably one time was just like, hey, would you like some ketchup? And you were like, I won't bear your child. I will not be your surrogate. Okay. And I don't think you'd be a good mom anyways. And they're like,
have you been talking to Kevin? I mean, have you? Wow.
You thought Does Kevin wanted you to bear carry his children? Baby? Bear his children?
Isn't that what that is?
I'm sorry to interrupt. I was just eating my Big Mac with my family over there. And all this food just kind of tastes like it wasn't really made in a house of love. Like there's like acrimony in the flavor here. And I'm just hearing you fighting. And I just want you all to know as a patron, it's affecting your output.
Damn.
Wow. I don't know if you know this or not, but McDonald's slogan is not we cook with love. So I don't know. Maybe you should just go back to your table or something and finish your Big Mac like an adult.
Jesus Christ, cut me to my damn core.
Christ, man. Yeah, it's 11 p.m. and he's with his whole family eating down, sitting at a table.
I don't know why you guys are getting mad at me for being just honest. Just telling the truth. Just telling it like it is.
I guess
we all feel it.
I didn't feel it, okay? I thought we were friends. I didn't feel it.
Kids, do we eat dinner too late?
No, Dad.
I love it.
I'm really tired at school every day, but I love spending time with you.
Oh, that's because hours ever, Dad.
Thank you. Yeah, school hours are too early. That's the issue.
Mom makes us eat vegetables, and she makes us go to bed on time, and she won't let me watch Bart Simpson.
And I always have to clean my room.
Dad, can I say that is something I love? I love that you take an episode of Simpsons and you edit it down to just the scenes with Bart Simpson.
Just the good stuff. Just Bart.
I don't always understand what's happening in the plot, but boy, do I love that little guy.
The first act is all set up. It's unnecessary. Usually the stuff in the early ones, whatever they're doing in the first act, they don't even do the rest of the episode. Yes. So yeah, it's just Bart. Yeah, my family disagrees with you all. I'm doing great over here.
Must be nice to have a family, because we're definitely not one here. We're just a bunch of hourly employees who will, quote, never get a raise.
That I can do. As your manager, I can get you a raise. That I can do.
Really?
Whoa. Yeah.
That would be
awesome.
Absolutely.
I would love like a 60-cent raise.
Yeah.
60 cents?
Per hour.
What do you think this place? I was thinking like 10, 25 cents.
What does a 10-cent raise do? I get That's 80 really more cents? If I find an old vending machine, I can get a soda?
Yeah. Have you found one?
No, I know it says that up on the break room board that we're all looking for an old vending machine, but it shouldn't be our job.
Yeah.
It's not. You guys are flipping burgers, but also you're looking for that vending machine.
There's one you're looking for?
It's just one. That's what you guys do. I spend all this time typing up all the rule, all the thing, and you guys never read it. You never read it. And then I'm the one that's got egg on their face.
Hello. I have $10 for one can of RC Cola, please.
The hell's this guy?
One can. You must have a can of RC Cola here. I'm willing to. Look, I'm willing to spend $15 on one.
What kind of code are you pushing, man? What secret code is this?
Code.
What?
No code. I just want one vending machine RC Cola. I can't find one anywhere in this neighborhood. Fine, I'll spend $20 on it.
What is this, fucking Willy Wonka?
Wait, what's this fucking guy's deal?
What? Yeah.
Why does every place I go into think that I have a deal? I would like one can of RC Coca-Cola for $5. I'm willing to spend $25, though.
Well, why are you dressed that way? You're very flamboyant right now.
Uh-huh.
Won't you join me in a soda? Won't you children come along?
Children?
Be my friend.
We don't have friends. Cans of soda.
We don't.
Okay.
Well, I wish we did. We've been looking for a vending machine forever, but we can't find it. All we have is fountain.
Uh-huh.
Well, when you do, knock 6 times on the back of the tallest oak tree. There I shall be.
So we gotta find a vending machine and the tallest oak tree?
Yes, and it must be the tallest oak tree. If it's the second tallest, you'll get my evil brother.
Wait a second, is that your van outside?
Yeah.
Because there's no way that van does not match your look. You are not rich.
Yeah, that's a pervert van.
Jesus.
Jesus himself.
Yeah.
I'm not saying I'm Jesus. I'm saying
I'm saying Jesus Christ, man, to you.
Well, I am not a pervert. I am a man, a mystical man.
Hey, wait a second. I think his friend is stealing balls out of the ball.
Hey!
Go. They got us.
He diverted us, dude. He gave us a diversion. Shit.
Oh, yes. Steal the McDonald's ball pit balls.
I'm probably doing something fucking weird with them.
Yeah. God. I'm glad we're all on the same side.
Yeah. Really on the same side, huh? Like, almost felt like family.
Family.
Yeah.
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 Like, 60 cent raise lets all eat a meal together at the beginning of our shift, family.
Yeah, like not a discounted meal, like a free meal.
Yeah.
And they all worked happily ever after. Thank you for coming to Oak Tree Story Time. Now everybody give the ball a sniff for $3.
I don't know how I got here. I don't remember.
Yeah, it's that fucking guy from earlier.
See him.
Hey.
Folks, welcome back to the Man Dog Pod. My name is Ryan Rosenberg, and I am one of your hosts alongside my good buddy Dan Lippert. What's up, Dan?
More like Dab Lippert? What do we think?
Oh, Dab Lippert. Guys, get the video. If you don't have the video, you're really missing out on some disgusting stuff.
Yeah, specifically my sweaty armpits.
Yes. And you just heard the first scene of the day with our two wonderful guests. And I don't know. Let's just bring them right out, right, Dan?
Yeah, I have no idea. Let's just do it.
Yeah, I have no clue. Our first guest, the wonderful manager in that last scene, Janitra Toll.
Hello. Hello, everybody.
Hey, Janitra. Thanks for being here. How's your day going?
So far, so good. It's a nice Saturday. It's beautiful outside. Having a good day.
Love it. Awesome. And our other wonderful guest here today is Mary Sasson. Hey, Mary.
Ooh, hello.
And how's your day going?
It's good. It started early. My days are longer now that I am a mother.
Wow. Mm-hmm.
You're really feeling all those 24 hours, aren't you?
All right. Everyone who took your bets, how long till Mary said she was a mother?
Give her your sympathy now.
Any expectations you have, just lower them a tiny bit because my brain is mush now.
She's got mom brain.
It seems pretty sharp, I'll say. For a new mom, which I always judge, you seem very sharp.
You come to hospitals with flowers and just a little notepad. Yeah.
A little slow. Try this Sudoku. Yeah, that's what I thought. That's what I did. Yeah.
But you are up earlier more often now. What's Elliot's sleep schedule here?
It's not. It's getting, I'll say, earlier on the nighttime side. So now it's between like 7:30 and 8:30 at night, and then he'll wake up around 7 a.m. But just start. Me and my husband call it. He takes a phone call. Which is he just starts talking to himself. Like they'll just hear like, ow. What? Wow. You just hear one side of a phone call.
That's cute.
And around like 7:30, I'll get him out of his crib. Not necessarily that long, but he's not
what's
upset.
What's the vibe on, like, how have you split duties of when you're the most tired and something happens, like he wakes up or something like that?
To get real with you guys, because when you're breastfeeding, you have to I have to pump or feed him immediately. I can't just be like, oh, Matt, will you go get him? Because he could feed him a bottle, but then I'm still very full. Do you know what I mean? Mm-hmm. So there's some times where it's like, oh, this has to be my job right now.
Yeah. Yeah. Do you ever make Matt just go get him? And then you do the work, but Matt's just got
to
go get him.
Sometimes, I'll be like, just bring him to me. Kind of thing.
Yeah, that's what I would do. I would make it into a real throne type of thing. Like, I sit here comfortably and, feed the child and all that stuff.
But everybody serve me at my, bring me my different needs kind of thing.
Yes. Yeah. Yes.
I think that is the perfect scenario for a lazy but wanting to seem nice guy like me, where it's like, it's like the equivalent of like almost getting up when someone else is going to grab the door where it's like, I can get him. Oh, that's right. You need to pump. Okay.
Yeah. Well. That's my equivalent is whenever like, it's a little bit much now, but like when parents take, like your friend's parents take you out to dinner, doing the feeblest grab for the check.
Oh my God.
Knowing you're not paying for it, but just making a slight motion. And if anyone ever let me grab it, I'd be like, fuck.
Did you guys not see me going slow?
I was not ordering like I was paying for this. I got coffee with dessert.
It's so funny, like, even into my 30s that I'm like, oh, parents are rich. Like I'm an adult and I'm like, anybody that is like a parent of an adult child is rich in my mind and should pay for the dinner. Even though it's like, well, we now are the same status, essentially. They just have more years of savings.
Some of them have stopped working while I continue to work.
Yeah, they're on a fixed income. But one time I used to go out to dinner sometimes with the grandparents of the kids I used to nanny. and they would always pay. And one time I was like, "Let's, can we split it?" And normally they're like, no, this, we got this. And one time they were like, sure. And I was like, we got a seafood tower. I didn't mean that.
All right. Well, Grandma, it's so nice to be able to hang out with you and your friends today. I'm happy to drive you guys wherever you want. I know we have to be back at the center by 8 p.m., but from noon to 8, the world is your oysters, okay? And I'm just here to drive you around and take you wherever you want to go. So who's got the first stop on the agenda? Who wants to go where? Do we want to go to the mall? Do we want to go grab some lunch?
What about Las Vegas?
Vegas. Ooh, Vegas. Vegas.
I think that would be 2 4-hour drives back to back. I don't know if we can make it to Vegas in time.
Well, you said you'd drive us anywhere.
Yeah.
Yeah, but we have to be home by 8 p.m. Maybe.
You can sign us out.
Yeah.
Oh, overnight Vegas trip, you sign us out. Oh, please.
Okay. Well, I guess, just planning on spending only my Saturday doing this. But yeah, why don't we... I'm not going to say it, but we probably don't have a lot more of these. Why don't we go do Vegas?
What?
Nothing. Let's go do Vegas. Sorry, that was supposed to be under my breath.
Is something happening to Vegas?
I knew they were going to tear it down.
I knew it. I knew Vegas didn't have many more years in it.
I said when Elvis died, Vegas died.
Well, it's been 60 pretty successful years since then.
No, hasn't been the same.
Going down fast.
They've been tearing it down slowly.
Yeah. I get it.
Well, that may be true. Okay, well, let's do it. Let's hit
Excalibur.
Vegas.
One night at the Excalibur.
Yes, just one night.
Yes.
Okay, great. I'll book us a room on the way. That sounds really, really fun. And I'm happy to do it for you guys.
Great.
I'm happy to do it for you guys.
Oh, awesome. One more thing. I've never been to the Grand Canyon, and it's so close to Vegas.
Is it?
Similar.
Okay, all right. Well,
it's closer to Vegas than New York City is.
That's true.
That is very true. You know, now we have to be back to San Bernardino by Monday. Okay, it's Saturday around noon. We just have to be home before Monday because I have work. Okay, but other than that, I'm willing to give you guys the weekend of your life.
How many sick days do you have?
Okay. And have you taken your vacation? These young kids don't be taking their vacation.
You have to take them or else you lose them.
Mm-hmm.
Folks, we haven't even started the trip, okay? I really want to take my grandma and her friends on a nice, fun day. But let's get to the first thing before we start asking for the next thing.
Okay.
Right? I can't take vacation days.
All right.
Or won't.
I won't, and I'm happy saying that. I will not take vacation days. Let's go to Excalibur, and how about a buffet? I know how you old folks love buffets. You can get whatever you want.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, it's a buffet.
Mm-hmm. I like the idea of a buffet. Don't get me wrong. But I do believe that there's some sort of steak restaurant, maybe at the... what's that cowboy type place just an hour outside of Vegas?
Prim, Nevada. You want to go to Whiskey Pete's?
Let's ride that roller coaster I've never seen moving.
Yeah.
Oh my God. No, I think if any of you guys rode that roller coaster, you would literally die. It hurts your neck so bad.
Well, maybe it'll straighten me out finally.
Oh, finally. Because my chiropractor is not doing it.
Really?
We have the worst on-site chiropractor.
Oh, goodness.
Tell me about him. Oh, he's not doing any of the cracks? He's just sort of chatting?
Yeah. Well, this is what he'll do. He'll stand behind you and go, oh, you know, I have my new vinyl siding crack. And I'll say, no, you said crack. You didn't touch anything.
Well, maybe he's nervous about hurting you guys.
They don't
you
work
know,
here.
Yeah.
Right. Okay. Well, why don't we hop on the road?
Wait, that gives me an idea.
I'm listening.
Let's get his ass.
Oh, let's kill the chiropractor.
Let's kill the chiropractor.
No, let's go kill him. I can't help with that.
But then
we can say
we were in Vegas.
Ooh, let's book a room in Excalibur. Uh-huh. Go there. leave because no one will ever be able to keep track of. Then we kill the chiropractor.
Yeah.
Okay. Why don't we start with booking the room at the Excalibur?
Good. How about that? Yes. How about timing wise, we'd have to book it now for the alibi.
Yes.
Well, we'll book the room and we'll head east, you know, toward Vegas. I'll just get us one room with two queen beds.
Oh, no, I'm going to need my own room.
Yeah.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Well, we're going to split this, right? I mean, I didn't plan on taking three people to Vegas this weekend.
I'm on a fixed income.
Right. And I'm not on a fixed income, but
Does your income grow?
Well, hopefully, but only if I work a lot harder. I mean, I'm gunning for a promotion, but there's six of us all going for it. And to be honest, I don't know if I want this to be my job forever. And so I'm considering how hard I want to work for it.
What if we promise to be back by Monday?
Yes.
Yes, you pay. Yeah, that's already. We'll have you back so you don't have to take any sick days.
Yes.
And we can have the weekend of our lives.
We'll kill the chiropractor. You know what,
Grandma?
We'll kill
no.
the chiropractor.
Yes, that's a given. That's happening.
Grandma, I love you, and I want to spend some time with you. I don't want to just be your getaway driver all weekend.
Well, you can put in a stab.
Oh, I didn't know that we were claiming roles. You're the getaway driver. Okay, I'll bury the body.
Yeah, right. With your back?
Well, we're going to ride that coaster.
You're right. Okay.
Okay, fine. I will pay for the hotel. I will stab the chiropractor and I will bury the body. But at some point, you guys have got to take some sort of responsibility for the weekend.
I'll pay for a quarter of a tank of gas.
Okay.
It's going to take one there and one back. So I think we all...
Doing big, large hats on my pockets here. Yep. No wallet. No wallet.
I guess I should have... Well, I would have asked for a little stipend out of each of your accounts before we left if I knew we were doing such a big trip. I really thought we were going to go feed the ducks and you know, maybe one loaf of bread was all I'd have to buy. I just didn't plan for all this expense.
Why do you want to go feed the ducks? What's feeding the ducks?
I don't know. I guess I kind of assumed old folks like peaceful activities.
That's an activity for a child.
Yeah. And by the way, we're going to need more than one loaf of bread for the four of us to eat.
Yes.
Yeah.
Well, we look at ducks.
Okay.
Eat.
Well, no, you
eat.
Don't eat the bread. You,
we don't even get to eat the bread.
I'm going to eat the bread.
We don't even get to eat it.
And
so
then
we
I'm going
see these...
to pick up a park duck, and I'm going to take it to a Chinese restaurant.
No.
And I'm going to ask them to cook me that duck.
Yes.
Grandma, they already have duck there. We don't need to
take
a park duck.
I don't know where
the duck
came from.
Yeah, you want a nice... safe,
fresh,
clean park duck.
Yes.
Yeah, like the Echo Park Lake duck.
Ooh, yes.
I don't think that, no,
those
no. I don't
best.
Think those are the kind of
free
ducks
range.
You eat.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know that that's the case. All right, we're on our way to Vegas. I got us a double room booked at Excalibur.
Double.
It says they have potential adjoining rooms. If we get there and we don't like it, I can't believe I'm saying this. I can look into renting us another room.
Vegas, okay? Baby, Vegas.
Vegas. Yes. So what's the first thing you guys want to do? You want to play a little Keno? You guys want to hit the low limit slots? What are we thinking?
We head back to San Bernardino and kill the chiropractor.
Yes.
But I just booked us a room in Vegas.
That was for the alibi.
Just the alibi.
You are one dense bitch.
Don't talk to me that way.
I didn't
want to. You know, technically,
to.
I'm in charge of the whole
you
day.
You made
here.
Us talk that way, bitch.
Yes, you dense bitch.
Grandma.
Ugh, bitch.
All of you
we're
guys.
We're not allowed to swear at the center, so we got to get it out of our system now, bitch.
Vegas,
you guys are
baby.
Like bad teenagers.
You think I
wipe
that
shit, shit-eating grin off your mouth. Shit.
Wipe the cum off the corners of your mouth.
Jesus, Grandma.
Whoa, Nina.
A, Grandma, I'm not attracted to you. And B, please don't speak to me that way.
I don't think I implied we were attracted to
ageist,
each other.
You
ageist,
said, do you think
ageist,
I look attractive?
Ageist.
Okay, listen. First of all, you're all welcome. I don't think I've heard a single goddamn thank you or any appreciative energy from anybody. Do you want to go sit in the home? I called it the center to be nice. It is an old folks home, and it is depressing. And I don't even want to go back there other than dropping you guys off for the last time. But if you want to have some fun, let's have some fun. Oh, come. No, those aren't real tears. No, those aren't real. I'm not sad. Those are not real. Those are boo-hoo-hoos are not.
Drip. My friend's grandson made me cry.
I can see you all squirting eye drops out of a bottle Drip. Onto the ground.
Oh, this was sriracha. This was sriracha.
No. Not smart.
Oh, God. I keep why sriracha.
That's what happens
so
when you steal. That's what happens when you steal. You make mistakes.
I'm going to kill the guy. I'm going to kill the store owner.
I'm going to kill that pharmacy worker at the restaurant depot.
Mm-hmm. I'm still killing the chiropractor.
Oh, yeah.
All right. Listen. Last time I was in there, the chiropractor gave me some funny looks because I was like, you know, this isn't real science. What you're doing is stealing from old people. I don't even think you're touching them for fear of breaking all their ribs. We got into it. So I am willing to go prank the chiropractor.
To death.
Same.
I just don't. Pranked to death. Have you guys ever done a chiropractor? Have you gone to their services?
Yeah. One time I got into a car accident and I was like, oh, I'm feeling some like back issues. And to make sure that like an insurance company knew I was hurt, I saw a chiropractor. And he was a loon.
Smart. Yeah.
He told me during our sessions, like while you're with me, you can't have strawberries or red peppers. And I was like, not a chance. No.
Like for the duration of, yeah. Like even when
it was like, wow. Oh, I saw him like once a week for like maybe like 6 weeks or something. And he was like, no strawberries or red peppers.
Why?
I don't know. Yeah, I think it was something like that. They might have, these are probably wrong, but I read recently about like, you ever heard of like nightshades? That like classification of, I wonder if they're part of those. Like, I know that Tom Brady like won't have strawberries because he's
but
like,
that's really? Tom Brady.
Yeah, he's like that type of person who just believes that like no sugar, no nothing, no certain types of like fruits and vegetables, which to me, if you're cutting out fruits and vegetables, we're done. We're out. Like,
yeah.
Are you still in the NFL at 48?
You're right. He's doing better than me in a lot of different ways, especially physically.
I did just see a picture on the internet of someone being like, dude, Tom Brady is dying. And it was just a picture of him and his face just looked really thin. Like there's no fat left in his face, you know, either because he's working out real hard or because that also kind of happens when you get older or whatever. Yeah. It's probably both in his case. But he looks like almost like his cheeks are caving in and you can see like the skeleton of his head, you know, it's a little.
Maybe creepy. He's just not getting the basic life block nutrients that he needs. Building block of life nutrients.
He just needs to eat he just strawberries. Needs to eat some broccoli and that'll change.
I was talking to my family recently about how, like, imagine being married to a Victoria's Secret model, winning, I think, like 6 Super Bowls. So, like, you've far surpassed anything anybody would have thought that, like, you could do in the NFL. And you have a beautiful wife and kids, and all she wants you to do is just, like, just come hang out. Like, just be done with football. And he's like, not a fucking chance.
No way.
Not a chance, man.
I was drafted 450th. I'm making this run. Yeah.
Then he's like, okay, I will. I'm retiring. And she's like, oh, awesome. And a week later, he's like, nah, this sucked.
I stayed home for a week. Right. No thanks.
What if it's the other way around, though? What if she's like, are you sure you don't want to keep going playing football? Stay out of the house? Never be home?
Yeah. I think she like left
I don't really
him.
Want to hang out. Oh, yeah.
Forever or just like
she's,
left
I,
and back
she
to him?
Might have gone to one of their separate houses. I don't, because I think that's where he was over like training camp when he just like left. I think he was trying to make things work.
Oh, interesting. Who's he married? Heidi Klum?
No, Giselle.
Is that what it is? No.
Yeah.
Giselle. Heidi is with Seal.
Was
is that right?
With Seal.
Was with Seal. Excuse me.
Yeah. And speaking of Victoria's Secret model, and we got Adam Levine cheating on his.
Wow. Yeah, what is that story? I just saw a little piece of that.
It's very funny, honestly. Do you, any of you guys know? I don't want to. Okay, so
you know the story?
Yeah.
No.
Please regale.
A big couple weeks for
people. So basically, he slid into, he has two children with this Victoria's Secret model, and he slid into the DMs of like an Instagram model, like by her own words, which I don't really understand what it means to be an Instagram model, and was kind of like, hey, girl, like you look hot kind of thing. And she says that they had an affair for like a year, and then she broke it off, or they broke it off. And then later on, he messaged her to be like, hey, I'm having a son. Are you cool if I name him also Summer, which is her name? Whoa. And she shared those like screenshots with friends, and someone like was like threatening to sell it to a tabloid. So she outed it herself. But how wild. And he's saying all I did was like DM her kind of thing like that. But how wild to have an affair and then be like, hey, can I name my kid after you?
Right.
That's wild. Yeah.
It sounds like one of those like, I wanted to be caught.
Yeah.
Type of things where it's like.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But it's just pretty insane. And also I was telling my husband, I was like, if I found out you even like slid into DMs of an Instagram model, I'd be like, we're done with just that. That's so lame.
It's also like that for specifically for you, that's a funny shift in my understanding of Matt's confidence with women.
Yeah, it's true. He also like doesn't really have Instagram, so he'd be downloading it to like I feel like the first
he's doing the desktop version.
Yeah. Literally that's what he has. He got it for some reason and then he'll just like look at pictures I post of our kid. But it would be like him also like his first, like, the first slide in would be, like, him sharing, like, a Linux video. Like, something like that. I'd be like, hey, what do you think?
Do you even understand this at all?
Because I could teach you.
That, like, do you mind if I name my son after you? It almost seems like a psychopathic strategy to say something really crazy so that then when they accuse you of it, you can be like, look at what the texts they're claiming are. Like, you think I wanted to name my son after the woman I was having an affair with? Like, she's nuts.
Right.
Yeah.
You think I'm that crazy?
Yeah, it's like the galaxy brain strategy.
Wild.
That is
what
crazy.
If it was like the what, like the what she really wanted to name, and he's like,
oh,
I... well, that's wild.
Like if Bill, like if Bill Clinton, like Hillary had another kid at that time and was like, "I love the name Monica."
What
and
about he's Monica?
She's like, "Me too." Wild.
You do? Why? Why?
Well, why do we think that name's fun?
Fine, not Monica. How about cigar?
Blue dress.
I don't know.
Maybe not that.
That stuff seems so far-fetched that it makes me believe in all the, like, that every Hollywood relationship is actually just, like, PR. You know, like, they're just doing crazy stuff to, like, get talked about and stay famous, you know? Like, I wonder how much of that is real and how much of that is just, like, this is bad. Let's take advantage of it, you know?
It's funny, like, the way just our brains are and what's, like, interesting to me. Because that Brett Favre story is way worse.
Yes.
It's, like, it is not what anyone's in. And it's, like, being talked about now because the Boston Celtics coach had an affair that is now, like, going to ruin his career. And it's happening, like, around the same time as that Brett Favre thing. But, like, nobody wants to talk. It's so much more understandable and, like, digestible to talk about affairs than it is to, like, talk about stealing $5 million from a charity for your own good.
The $20 million, whatever that's going on, in addition to that, I guess because my scope of money, that doesn't make sense. I'm like, you're stealing, what is this? Ocean's 11? $20 million?
Yeah. How do you think no one's going to like clock this or ask a question? And it's to build like a volleyball center or something like that, supposedly? Or
for like, because his daughter plays volleyball. I also think like one of the biggest tricks the devil ever pulled is to make us think that like white collar crime is not as big a deal.
Mm-hmm.
Because it's like, you, often white collar crime, like you're taking money from poor people. And, like, that ruins their lives. Like, how is that not, like, violence to be like, oh, you can't have food anymore because we took this money from welfare?
Right.
Like, that's, like, wild. But it's just...
Well, and then it's also like, what do you mean? We're building a big community center. Oh, you can't come
in. Yeah.
It's like, that's how it builds that inequality shit.
Yeah.
It's like, You take the money and build it for a thing that's like for everybody.
Well, if you learn how to play golf and join this country club, it can be for you too.
Yeah. Pull your $100,000 a year. The bootstraps that you pull up, we took them from you, and you can't come into the building. But use the bootstraps to pull up your boots.
Yeah.
Right.
Also, like, if you, I'm sure, well, I don't want to say we've all, but like, anytime you try to do like any kind of unemployment stuff, they're always like, if you forget to fucking cross your T, you will go to jail. Yes. Because if we give you these $54, you better fucking have deserved it.
Totally.
And then this guy steals
millions.
It's
crazy.
I messed up on my like 401k thing or something like that. And I owe the IRS $900. Okay.
No.
And they are coming after me like I punched a baby.
right.
But like Elon Musk, they owe billions of dollars and they will never have to pay it. And they're like, give me your $900, poor person. Right.
Yeah.
Right.
My dad said one time, and he's a very shady person, but like if I owe you like $10, it's my problem. But if I owe you $10 million, it's your problem. Because it's just like, try to get that money back. Like, that's how, like, Donald Trump stays in the game. Because it's like, if you owe someone that much money, they're like, let's work with you. We got to get some of this money back.
Right. Mm-hmm. They're like, fine, kill me.
Yeah.
Kill me.
Go for it. Yeah.
Yeah.
Hi. Is this the Wemendor residence?
Yes, it is.
Hi. My name is... Babe, I'm with the collections agency.
Collections? What for? What collecting? What?
Can I confirm that in 2020 you ordered contact lenses from 1-800-CONTACTS?
In 2020, I feel weird confirming this, but yeah, I did.
Wonderful. And can I also confirm that you received by accident twice the amount that you ordered?
Yeah, that was pretty weird. Yeah, it was.
Okay, great. I now have you on record as saying that you have thieved from a federal company. 1-800-CONTACTS is owned by the United States government. and taken money and vision from the children of America, the taxpayers of America, and you're a sick fuck, aren't you?
No, what? No, I, whoa.
What's going on over here?
This man is from a collection agency for 1-800-CONTACTS, and remember when I got two boxes of contacts?
Yeah, you gave that back, right? Babe?
Hmm?
Babe, you gave that back, right?
A marriage ruined before my very eyes.
Hold on, sir.
I'm just gonna
close the door.
Little foot in there. Oh, by the way, I got my shoelace in. My shoelace is in, so you can't. My shoelace is in there.
I just need to have a little conference with my. If you could just really quickly,
you know what? Let him keep his foot in here because I gotta go pack. I thought it was married to someone else.
No, it
wasn't a mistake because I remember you saying, oh, goody. Oh, how fun. Twice the vision.
It was an extra box of contacts. I just thought it was just like a mistake.
Where's the line?
And that's the question.
The line?
What if a little kid thought he was going to get his contact lenses that day, but he didn't come. But he still need to go to school, so he's running after the bus.
I just don't.
He falls in the gutter, and he lives in the sewer like that it clown.
That's terrible. I just don't know how that's my fault. Because if we're getting boxes of contacts on the same day, shouldn't they have already been sent to him? Like, it was my prescription. They sent me my prescription twice. Sounds I just like didn't order the next time.
Can I just ask you, while I'm here, are you able to pay the $750 for the duplicate contact lenses that you stole from this little boy who is now an evil clown haunting the minds of young children in small-town America, allegedly? Or am I going to have to get harsh with you?
No, I... Well, I wouldn't want you to get hard. Okay, so the kid...
Get harsh if you have to.
No. Wow. Okay. Wow. Everyone's turning against me very fast. Can we work out a payment plan?
Yeah, we can work out a payment plan. That's wonderful. I'm glad you've come to your senses here.
Well, I still don't think that this is fair. I don't think that this was my fault by any means. And there is no way to put on me that this child is now a serial killer. That is not on me. However, the mistake of the contacts, I will own up to. I will own up to that. I will not own up to any of the other stuff.
I'm not saying that literally is what's happening, but sometimes an example like that, like the one your partner brought up, is helpful because a sick psychopath like you can't quantify how hurtful your actions are when you just walk through your life thieving.
Can we time out? You guys keep calling me a sick psychopath. And I am a woman that got an extra pair of contacts.
Admitted for the third time.
Yeah. So I just wanna...
Do you know that's how Hitler started?
I don't think so.
That's interesting. Say more.
Hitler was just hanging out in Austria. It's post-World War I. He's been gassed. He's not feeling so well. He's blind. He gets an extra pair of contacts. And he thinks, if the world can give me this much, how much land in the Sudetenland and Austria can I take? And so he starts his journey.
Wow. In good conscience, I can't not kill you right now, ma'am.
No, sir. Hold on. Hold on. There's no way that length of history is correct. That's misinformation. A. B. I said that we would set up a payment plan in order to take care of the $700 for the contact. This is.
Are you going to payment plan my heart, hun?
Hold on. Wait. What?
A whole other problem.
How did I break your heart?
By being someone I didn't think you were.
Let's do this. Obviously, your relationship's ruined. Your life is in the gutter. One thing we can do is create some sort of charity plan. You speak at schools. You speak at prisons. You speak to groups of other thieves. And if you could show growth, maybe we can find a way for you to pay these debts to society.
I reach into like the little side stand that's like next to the door, and I pull out a gun.
I knew it.
No, you didn't know. You didn't know until this asshole showed up. I would have gotten away with it too. And I will get away with it because you two are going into the ground. You thought, oh, there's a serial killer out there. It's a child. No, that serial killer is me.
That's why there's so many red balloons in our house.
Yeah, that's right. All these red balloons, and you didn't pick up on it? That's how good I am.
Oh, dear. Get into this line of work without knowing that you're putting your life on the line every day.
Sit on the couch.
Sorry to interrupt. I have a Papa John's pizza order here.
Oh, yes, that's mine.
Okay, here you go.
Thank you.
You know, it's funny. I actually, I don't know what happened, but I have an extra one here. We obviously have your order to stuffed crust large pepperoni, but they put an extra one in my box. So I'm happy to just leave that with you as well if you're interested.
Oh, wow. How nice. What an honest... mistake.
yes. So you're saying you will accept the extra free pizza?
Yes, I will accept. And would you like to join us for dinner?
Say no.
Well, sure. That sounds pretty nice. You're paying it forward. You got a free pizza. I get some free pizza. That's pretty cool.
On the clock.
Come on in. Come join us.
I am, but... The pizza, Papa John's actually just got bought by the U.S. government, so it's fine. I can just chill for a while.
And everybody's going to be just fine. Just fine. Aren't we?
Okay. It's fine. Kind of a scary vibe in here.
Is it the balloons?
Oh, yeah, I didn't even notice all these red
balloons. No one ever does. And I think that's so wild. Have a seat, okay?
And so she killed them all, and they lived unhappily ever after. And that's why you always have to recognize a lovely balloon gift when it's given to you. Thank you, children.
How did we get here?
I just sniffed the ball? What do you mean?
$3. Sniff the ball.
Why would I want that?
Yeah, the ball stinks from afar. I don't really need my nose to be close
Everybody goes to McDonald's and goes in the ball pit to smell the ball. Now you can avoid the ball pit and sniff the ball right here behind the very tree that
I
live in.
But if I go to the ball pit, I get McDonald's food.
Note taken. Okay, so that's part of the experience everybody would like.
Mm-hmm. Well, and what's the story here? It's okay to kill people if you didn't make a mistake?
Yes.
Is there a moral there?
I've turned the idea of the fairy tale back on the head like the Brothers Grimm themselves.
Well, what was the Papa John shit about? I mean, he gave a free pizza and it didn't even pay off.
But why was everything nationalized?
And are the balloons a symbol of the balls?
Oh, no, the ball is just the way I pay for all of this.
I don't know. I think we should get out of here. I thought he was selling ice cream.
I thought there was going to be an ice cream at the end of this story.
No.
Yeah, it's just a in-van ball pit where you smell the balls.
And you told wild stories.
All right, kids. Well, tell your friends. Tell your friends.
Yeah, I'll recommend you.
Tell them what?
Yeah, I mean,
what do I even tell them?
I don't know. Come by. $3. You sniff the ball. You get a free story.
I mean, it's not my thing, but it could be their thing.
Yes, thank you.
It's true. I didn't think of it that way, that the story was free with the ball purchase. That yeah, okay.
And we get to keep the ball that we sniffed?
No, you know.
Oh, fuck off then. Yeah. I sniff, I keep.
See?
Oh, good. I like that.
What's y'all's go-to, Ryan? When you said stuffed crust with pepperoni, I was like, mm-hmm. Yeah, no notes on that order. That sounds good.
Pretty good.
But John and I were talking about meat lovers the other day and how that can be a difficult order because it's too greasy and they think it means one portion of every meat, when I think it should be like 1.5 total meat portion,
yeah,
with all the meats. But I don't know if y'all have a pizza order.
That's a good note.
I want to understand the math a little bit first about
so like that, on the meat lovers,
one portion of every meat versus
on the meat lovers, you're getting like the whole portion of pepperoni, the whole portion of sausage, and so it like weighs down the thing.
You wouldn't want 5x pepperoni.
What you want is like the amount of meat you would be getting on just a pepperoni pizza with just a little more.
Okay.
But made up of 5 different meats or whatever, right?
Okay. You're saying like it's like you're getting one topping. We just,
yeah,
it's a sprinkling of all meats.
Yeah.
Kind of thing. Mm-hmm. I almost never get meat on my pizza. And maybe because it justifies that I'm like, oh, pizza's already like kind of a heavy thing. Get vegetables.
Right.
Yeah.
So I've never thought that the vegetable on the pizza is like
anything
healthy enough, or that there's enough on it to it almost like becomes as unhealthy as the pizza just by way of grease and cheese.
Yeah. Oh, this onion is really good. For
I guess it feels like though a mushroom is better than a pepperoni.
That's true.
It may not be adding, but it is now this pizza.
Yes.
This is a better mindset. Mine is always, I've already done an unhealthy thing.
Just go for
Let
it.
Let me go,
just
whole
go for
hog.
It.
Yeah.
Just jump in.
Sorry, go.
No, I was just going to say, I do flat crust. Okay. Why does that sound weird all of a sudden?
Thin, like the
thin
crispy?
Crust. Yeah, I do thin crust.
Yeah,
because it was wrong. That's why it sounded weird. Yeah, that makes
sense. I think all of them were flat.
It's flat crust.
No, in Chicago, there's sphere pizzas.
Now that seems weird. I do thin crust, and then I do like meat lovers, but then I also add mushrooms and spinach. And then
spinach.
That's my order.
I don't know spinach is a pizza order.
You're welcome.
I think I've had it on like a California fresh, like a spinach feta,
yeah,
you know, one of those. And I was surprised how good mm-hmm. it was.
Especially like a white pizza, you know?
Mm-hmm. Yeah. Oh, yeah.
There's a concept in my family. My brother talks a lot about pie math. Like, how many pizzas should you order depending on how many people?
Right.
Oh, yeah. Oh, like yeah. If you get two mediums, it's better than getting one large or something like that, even in the price right. point and the math of the amount of pizza you
yeah,
get.
Yeah.
That's right. A lot more dignified than his pie math ends up being.
I want to hear his equation.
It's literally N minus one. So number of people minus one is how many pizzas he feels you should always get.
Oh.
That's what he feels like. But when there's littler kids, pie math gets a little bit more complicated.
Right.
But I have heard that if you did the area of a circle with large and medium pizzas, you're actually doing better. I think, yeah, it is with medium or something.
Right.
There's also, you're doing some interpersonal pie math without naming names. You are looking at your party and you're going, who here is going to be respecting the amounts? Yes. And if some people aren't, I have to just get an extra pizza so that I know that I won't be disappointed.
Yeah.
Or if we know we're getting one pepperoni pizza that everybody wants to eat, but I also know that one person is going to eat all of the pepperoni pizza. I'll be like, okay, let's get one of the one less of the ones they won't touch.
Yeah.
And
yeah.
And
yeah. I feel that way sometimes too, when there's a one vegetarian, so you get a vegetable pizza, and then someone who's like, oh, I'll just eat a bunch of the vegetarian slices, but I'd rather a pepperoni. It's like, but read the room and realize who needs vegetarian slices.
Make sure. Yeah.
Yeah. All right, guys. Well, I think we're looking forward to a very exciting year-end party. I think the numbers have been up this year. Morale has been way up. We've been really expanding. And just to speak for everybody, sorry, it's been an awesome year. And we really want to have an awesome party to just show that before we go to Christmas. So we're thinking a big pizza party. We're thinking a big ice cream social. We're just going to do it like we did in elementary school and just celebrate like we used to. How does that sound, everybody?
I love that.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm in.
And of course, we're doing bonuses. This is not in lieu of bonuses. It's just sort of a fun thing to congratulate ourselves in the office.
That sounds great.
Yeah, I just want to say awesome. This is such an amazing team, and I just feel so lucky. After I hear some of my friends talk about their jobs and their places of business and their interpersonal stuff. And it's just been so wonderful this year. I just want to second that and reiterate that.
Absolutely.
I love that. Thank you, David. Thank you.
Yes. And just to piggyback, just the morale of this place and how everybody is just we really read each other and we just see when someone's having a bad day. It's just what a dream to work here.
Yeah.
I'm so glad we all feel that way. Now, just to make sure that the morale stays high and everybody has their opinions heard, we are asking for thoughts on types of pizza, what you would like. We're doing crusts, we're doing sauces, we're doing toppings. And we just want everyone to throw out their favorite because we want everyone to have what they want. We're probably going to order a little too much pizza. So plan to take some home to your kids.
So.
I just say, I'm going to need my own and I'm gonna get real mad if someone touches it.
Wow. Okay. Well, hey, I appreciate the honesty right out of the gates. That's great. And what kind of pizza will that be?
I'm gonna need all onion.
Great. So we'll do an onion pizza for Lorraine. That sounds good. And do you want cheese sauce type
crust? I just want to be clear with that. I don't want crust. I don't want sauce. I want cheese. I want all onion. But the weight of a pizza and the shape of a pizza, but it's just red onions.
Right. So instead of a crust base, it'll be an onion base.
And instead of...
We will write that in.
Yeah.
We will write
and
that
again,
in.
And again...
Yes, no problem.
Nobody take it. If you want your own onion pizza, you get it your damn self.
Okay. Hey, everybody's going to get the pizza they want here. Absolutely. We'll put that aside for you and we'll even get it in a special box.
It's always the graphic designers, isn't it? They're always a little interesting with their choices, right?
I've never heard of that. You're right.
You're
totally right.
Well, Lorraine, I mean, it's just the graphic designers. You think outside the box. I love it. You're not as rigid as us business school, computer.
Yeah, I mean, I was thinking just cheese, I was thinking just cheese. If there's anything else on it, I might throw something. But you said onion, and I'm like, that sounds delightful.
Sounds like you guys are going to take my pizza.
No, guys, we're going to order as much pizza as everybody needs, well, okay? So it sounds like we have one onion base with cheese. Sounds like we have a plain cheese. Do you have a crust preference, a sauce preference?
Yeah. let's do just like the regular marinara sauce, and then we'll make it skinny.
You got it. A skinny marinara cheese-only pizza. We'll put those on opposite sides of the room.
Wait, can I?
I do not want to see. Oh, yeah, go ahead.
It sounded like you were adding cheese to my pizza. And I just want to be clear. The box just has onions in it.
Oh, I'm sorry. I thought you described it as onions with cheese.
No. It is a box of red onions in the shape of a pizza, but it's just onions. And nobody takes it. Well,
you know what? I'm not even going to order that from the restaurant. I'm just going to put that together
for you. No. I want pizza onions.
Well, there'll be pizza onions. I'll get an extra box, and I'm going to, we're not going to waste the money
No. And this is what I'm talking about. Nobody takes me seriously.
What is it about the, what do you think I won't achieve by putting a bunch of onions in a box?
Well, you know how coffee that comes from a donut shop smells and tastes really good? Onion pizza tastes better because it was made by a pizza place. It'll have the essence of pizza. Okay.
You're totally right. I was taking, like a manager does, I was taking up too much space. I apologize.
You said it's not a money thing. We're going to get so much pizza. So just give me my box onions.
I'll get you two. You are totally great. I am sorry that I tricked you there for a second.
Jesus Christ.
So we got two boxes of onions. We got a thin cheese pizza with marinara sauce. What else? Because I know the business people don't always get along. I know the business majors are not here to agree.
Look, I'm not here to cause any issues. I'm easy, you know. Mm-hmm. I would say probably like a large pepperoni for the group, a large cheese for the group, and maybe something that kind of mixes things, you know, basil, maybe an olive, and sausage.
Ooh, olive.
That's a great idea. I like those things. We'll do a little bit of everything there. We're gonna have 10 people, so why don't we do?
I'm so sorry. I just thought I heard olive. I thought I heard the word olive, and I was like, "Why?"
You did. And I that was kind of casually thrown out there. It could be any veggie. I don't really care, but. I certainly wasn't expecting to be met with that kind of anger about it.
I
just want everyone to remember, you're all going to get exactly what kind of pizza you want. Other people's pizzas don't have to offend us. We can just enjoy our pizza and live and let live, you know? I want to really bring us back to the celebration. The celebration of us all getting along.
I love this team.
The celebration of morale. I love this team. I've already put extra napkins on the order. Right. I've put some extra ranch, cheese, peppers. We're doing all the accoutrements.
So you called it.
But you let me know what you want as a main.
Okay. I mean, you know me. I'm cool. I'm chill. I just, don't fucking touch my onion.
Well, I do know you. I do know you. Yes.
And I'm chill. I've got a really chill personality, right? Isn't that how you guys all see me?
Mm-hmm. Yes. You do keep your cubicle cold.
Yeah, and I seal it up so that the air stays.
One of my promises to myself going into this work year to get through it was I will never describe anyone to themselves. So if you see yourself as chill, great. That's great.
That's like the main thing about me. Awesome. I got like a real California surfer attitude, right?
Well, you did go first, and you yelled before anybody disputed your order, so.
Well, a California surfer can have opinions.
That's true. Can we talk?
Can I ask
you? Oh, go ahead.
Yes. The more I think about it, the more I'm intrigued by this onion pizza. I mean, are the onions heated up?
I want them to be on the oven, but the box. Like, after you finish the pizza, they put it on the oven, the bottom stays hot. That'll happen, but they're raw onions.
Okay. Well, you know what? I'm going to order an extra one of these because I want to try it.
So now we're at three?
I really do. Sure. Yeah, that works for me.
I'm intrigued as well. I'm going to try a slice as well. I am.
But just make sure we know that my pizza is my pizza.
Yeah, of course. That's why we're going to get extras. That way we can sample the style that you like, but not actually out of your
Okay, but don't eat so much of it that you get really hungry for it and you end up thinking, hey, right. what'll really hurt if I take some of Irene's pizza? And then I lose out on my pizza and I don't get to take any home to my family who loves to gobble up onions.
Well, again, we'll get you as many onions as you'd like and we'll do it with the box style and the whole deal. You know, if I could recommend, you should check out the farmer's market this weekend. You can get so more onions than you would believe. Your head will
spin. I like pizza onions.
Right. I don't think those are a thing. So we'll get one olive pizza. We'll get one cheese pizza thin crust. Now, two cheese pizzas thin crust.
Now, you know, because we're ordering from Pie and a Half, right?
Yeah.
They just started doing Pizookies there. And I don't know if we're, you know, the pizza cookie. I don't know dessert, where we are, but I'd kind of be a dessert guy. I could do a standard chocolate chip and then maybe have some fun with like a s'mores or something like that.
Let's add it
to the tab. Well, you're going to have a lot of onions, you know, so if you maybe want to make onions seem like more of a sprinkle on for a pizza.
Well, you don't sprinkle the onions on. You have them bake it in.
Okay, I'll see if they can do an onion pizookie. We'll see.
If they can't do it, I don't think we should get it from this place.
No. Where do you think we should get it from? Have you had other places do an onion pizookie before?
The Subway that does pizzas.
No, I don't want to. We've tried that before. It doesn't work out. It's too hard to share from the Subway that does pizzas.
Here's what I think. If a place can't make a specialty pizookie with onions baked in, what else aren't they doing? What else can't they do? You know? I just feel like that's a Bush League place.
Yeah.
Hey, sorry to interrupt with work stuff, but I don't know if y'all saw this email that just came through. It's Sean at Instant Technologies. He says he's having some issues with the new kind of lookbook and the graphic design of the logo. He's worried it's a little too, in parentheses here, our quotes, oniony. I'm wondering,
doesn't surprise me.
Yeah, I guess I'm not super surprised.
I am. I'm kind of confused. Explain his craziness or does he just say I hit my head and then I wrote an email?
Well, you did so many drafts and it did seem like as you kept peeling back the layers, it got onionier and onionier. And
I guess I don't know how to sell a kid's birthday without onions.
Well, we've been doing it for 40 years, so I don't know. I don't know. Listen, today started because we were all so proud of each other and we all got along so well. And I feel like, I'll be honest, I feel like onions have gotten us off track. I feel like there's lots of ways to win this and we're really focused on the one way that we can lose, you know? So let's get those minds back in the right state of frame. Or whatever. My words are getting mixed.
If you're cool, I'll just write back an email. Okay, I'll write him back. I'll just, you know... I'll hit that one up.
Sure.
Thanks, yeah.
Appreciate you taking accountability for that.
Fuck
you.
No,
no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no, no.
Bitch. Do you even know who you are versus me?
Versus me? What do you...
Period send.
That's not how we write.
No.
Lorraine.
If I was off base in that email...
Of course you were. You've been off base on the pizza. You've been off base on every design you've done.
Off base of the pizza. You've been off Everybody today said, actually, I'd like to try that pizza. Actually, that's the best idea for pizza I ever heard. Let's get three of those. Maybe we don't even like pepperonis anymore.
Nobody said it was the best idea for pizza.
That's what I heard.
No, that's what you said. Not what
you
heard.
Well, when I say things, I also hear them.
Okay. I'm going to just go to Costco.
Oh.
And I'm going to get a bunch of cheeses and a bunch of pepperonis. And if anybody wants a chicken bake, I'll get one of those too. But me trying to really include everybody has really not worked out because I try to give you guys an inch and you take a freaking mile.
I'm feeling that.
And it's ridiculous. I'm feeling that. It's ridiculous. Because you're doing it. That's why you're feeling it. Because you're doing it. This is just ridiculous. I'm going to Costco. I'll be gone for 45 minutes. Do not mess up the office. Wanda.
I'm gonna trash it. You've left me. You've left me no other recourse.
Why are you pulling out a bag of onions?
Because I always got them with me and they soothe me.
I know this isn't the time, but for some reason I always read it as chicken bake. It's just chicken bake.
It's chicken bake. It's spelled B-A-K-E.
I've been humiliating myself every time I order at Costco.
They've never corrected you?
No.
Have you been getting chicken bakes?
I usually get a pizza, but I ask, how's the chicken bake today?
They must think you're doing like a prank call, but in real life. And
right.
Skin-to-skin contact. That's how I refer to life that's not on the phone.
No, I think you just had a kid.
No. That wasn't it.
No. All right, well, guys, listen, I still really want to love you guys. I still really want this to go well. Let's just take a breather and we'll have a nice time. Anybody, I'll say this, I'm going to get extra pizza. Anybody can try mine, have a slice of mine. If I don't end up taking any home, that works for me.
And they did. They all enjoyed his lovely pizza covered in McDonald's playpen balls. Wow, children. Another story completed.
Can we not leave the van?
Open the doors, dude.
No. Every exit is a new entrance. I'm not doing anything weird, but I also don't want you to leave right away.
Anybody who says I'm not doing anything weird feels like the biggest red flag.
I just sat through the weirdest stories, and I can't believe you roped me into staying for more of them. I feel like I'm trying to get out of the van, and who's this guy coming through? He's got a bunch of balls in his arms.
I got more. I found more.
This is Chuck.
You didn't find more, sir. We saw you steal them from the plane.
No, I found them.
You can't be mean to Chuck. He was an extra on 6 Feet Under.
Yeah, I'm big.
So? Why can't I be mean to an ex extra?
You're in a protected class.
An ex extra is a protected. Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
We got rights.
Right. Well.
Hey, for kids, you sure know a lot about protected classes and that kind of thing.
What do we read now?
Well, it does seem like you read some crap and you don't know what a real good story is. I've told you 3 wonderful stories today.
You guys should really get the internet.
Mm-hmm.
I think you guys not having the internet is really causing problems with your adult development.
Truly. Truly.
I don't think so.
I'll tell you this. I will go get the internet if you smell one ball for $3.
You'll go get the internet?
Yes.
Hi, welcome to Verizon. Can I help you?
Greetings, dear friend. I'm here for one obvious reason.
You're going to need to fulfill it for me.
I'd like some internet.
Like a package? Okay, we have several packages of internet.
Whatever you've got.
Hey, Diane, I'm sorry to bother you, but... I just finished watching The Bear.
Yeah.
And I think it would be really cool if we had family dinner here tonight.
I
think it would be really cool if the people at Verizon would have dinner in the back together. I can cook risotto if we'd like.
No, we're not doing... Do you think I'm your friend? Do you think I'm your fucking friend? I'm your pal? If you have a bad day, you call me? If you went away, we'd write each other letters? Get each other's postcards.
You guys always talk about the Verizon family, that even our clients are part of it.
Fucking idiot. And you believed it?
I'm a fucking idiot.
You're a fucking idiot.
No, I'm not an idiot. I'm a stock person.
And you think you're part of the family. You think Verizon gives a shit about you? You're replaceable.
No.
And that's probably what would happen if I went to get internet. And that's why it's too scary.
What? How? What?
It's too scary to get internet.
So what's your plan here, man? You're just going to keep us in here? We haven't given you the $3. We keep sniffing the ball. We don't have money.
Scene. It's not that we don't want to sniff the ball. We keep sniffing it.
Yeah, it's fine. We don't have money. You're not making money.
Well, folks, it's another man dog that we've done and put out into the lovely world. Janitra and Mary, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having us.
Thank you, guys.
Yeah.
Janitra, it was wonderful to laugh with y'all and to see y'all. Janitra, is there anything you'd like to plug or anywhere people can find you?
Yes. You can find me on social media under Janitra T and performing with the Comedy Co-op and at UCB.
Wonderful.
Awesome.
Mary, what about you?
You can find me on social media platforms at Mary Sasson. And you know what? That's all I need.
Love it. Love it. There's so much good stuff.
Yeah, and through that, you might
which thing do I share?
You know?
Yeah, yeah, yeah. That's good. Leave them wanting a little more.
A little confused.
Good job. Good
job. Of course, you can always go to patreon.com/yourthemannowdog if you'd like to subscribe to the podcast. Get in there for one month for $5. You get the full backlog. You get extra episodes with just Ryan and I. You get video of all our episodes. It's a real blast in there. So join us on there. Go to biggrandewebsite.com to find tour dates for the upcoming Big Grande tour. And anything else, Ryan?
That's it. We just want to thank, of course, our guests and everybody that helps us make the show. Brian and Hannah for the production and Casey for the song and Annie for all the logo work. It takes a village, guys. It really does.
I was trying to think of an M. Night Shyamalan joke with the village, and it just didn't happen. So instead, I just said, for a while. And
that's... that's it! Thanks for listening, everybody.
Thanks again, Mary and Janitra. Bye.
Bye.
Bye, guys.